Good afternoon, and Kathy and I will be presenting to you today about an online automated readiness survey and stage-based interventions for rural smoke-free policy development. We would first like to acknowledge our funding source, the NHLBI. So, smoke-free policies are important interventions in rural areas because of the cycle of rural tobacco use. There are high rates of tobacco use in rural communities, which can lead to social and personal acceptability of tobacco use, which feeds into the permissive policy environment. And there are many fewer smoke-free policies in rural communities, which also then contributes back to the high rates of tobacco use. And also, with the lack of smoke-free policies in rural communities, there are many more people exposed to secondhand smoke regularly. And in this presentation, we are going to focus on the permissive policy environment. We worked on a 5-year community-based randomized controlled trial, the Rural Smoke-Free Communities Project, with the goal to promote smoke-free policies in rural Kentucky. We had 22 treatment and 18 control counties. The intervention was based on the community readiness model. Each year we did annual readiness assessments with our communities, and we then provided technical assistance and stage-based tailored interventions to help them move towards smoke-free policy. At the end of the intervention, the treatment communities went from having none to 7.3% of their population covered by a smoke-free policy. So what is technical assistance? Well, when you're working toward a smoke-free policy, you can, one intervention is to provide technical assistance, which is to help communities formulate and then reach their policy goals. We share information, tools, and strategies that have been useful in other communities, and we also help to tailor those strategies for each community's individual needs. And this is actually a labor and time intensive process. So we are working to both develop and test an online smoke-free policy readiness assessment with key informants from rural communities, and to automate technical assistance or parts of technical assistance by suggesting tailored activities based on the stage of community readiness. While working on the Rural Smoke-Free Communities Project, we used a telephone interviewer-administered survey. It ranged from 140 to 284 items. It took approximately 48 minutes with each key informant to complete. We have now developed an online survey. It is 61 items and takes only 15 minutes for the key informant to complete. And key informants for this project are individuals who can provide detailed information about the smoke-free policy efforts in their community. An example could be the coalition leader or health department staff. In the last year of the Rural Smoke-Free Communities Project, we pilot tested the online readiness survey with 84 advocates who had completed both the telephone and the online readiness survey, and the scores were highly correlated. We also found that we needed 4 advocates per community to generate a valid readiness score. And then content experts matched advocacy interventions to the readiness dimensions. So now I'm going to briefly talk through the community readiness model. The first step to assessing community readiness is to assessing the 6 dimensions of community readiness, which include political climate, community knowledge, existing smoke-free policies, leadership, resources, and community climate. I'm now going to briefly describe each dimension. The political climate dimension refers to elected officials' positions on smoke-free policy development. And a sample survey question is, what is the position of the mayor in your community on enacting a smoke-free policy? The next dimension is knowledge, which refers to the community's knowledge about secondhand smoke and smoke-free policies. A sample survey question was, in the past year, has your group or coalition conducted any events in your community to educate the public on secondhand smoke? The next dimension is existing policy, which refers to voluntary policies such as schools, restaurants and bars, or city and county government buildings which have voluntarily chosen to go smoke-free. And a sample survey question for this would be, within your community, have any city government buildings voluntarily implemented indoor smoke-free policies? The fourth dimension is leadership, which refers to community leadership for smoke-free policy, such as support, resources, and experience of those leaders. And a sample survey question is, how much leadership for smoke-free policy development did your local Board of Health provide? The fifth readiness dimension is resources, and it refers to both direct and in-kind resources, such as personnel, partnerships, time, space, and money. And a sample survey item for this was, have you contacted the American Heart Association for possible partnerships in your smoke-free efforts? And the last readiness dimension is community climate, which refers to the atmosphere related to smoke-free policy, such as the media coverage, any organized opposition, and public attitudes. And a sample survey item for this was, is the hospitality industry in your community likely to oppose smoke-free laws? So once we have assessed all six of these dimensions, we can actually assign a community into a stage of readiness for smoke-free policy. And these stages include unawareness, vague awareness, pre-planning, preparation, initiation, or endorsement. And then based on the stage of readiness and their each dimension score, we can then help them to tailor strategies to work toward smoke-free policy. And Kathy is now going to describe some of those strategies for you.
Okay, so this is an example of a county's readiness report, and it shows each dimension of readiness, an overall readiness score, and then they're assigned to a stage of readiness. So in this example, in 2011, the lowest dimensions for this county were leadership and community climate. So based on that, if they had taken the online assessment, we would tell them to prioritize those two dimensions since they're the lowest ones as they go forward in their smoke-free work. So I'm going to give examples for each stage of readiness. I'm going to tell you what the stage is, the goal for that stage, and then give you some recommendations based on if a community is low in a certain dimension. So for unawareness, which is the first stage of readiness, the goal is to build demand for smoke-free workplaces by documenting the problem. And some recommendations, if someone had gotten a low existing policy dimension score, would be maybe to encourage businesses to implement voluntary policies or highlight businesses with voluntary policies. So an example here was one of the counties in the project decided to highlight the businesses in their community that had already implemented voluntary smoke-free policies by putting a newspaper ad. The next stage of readiness is vague awareness. And at vague awareness, the goal is to build capacity by identifying, educating, and mobilizing your smoke-free partners. And recommendations for someone who received a low resources dimension score would be to train coalition members on secondhand smoke and benefits of smoke-free laws, do some team building and conflict management within the coalition, and to work on building media relationships. And here are a couple of sample tools that would be in the toolkit. So there's two PowerPoints. One is on the science of secondhand smoke and smoke-free laws, and the other is how to effectively partner with youth in smoke-free efforts. The next stage of readiness is the pre-planning stage, and the goal at the pre-planning stage is to create a tipping point such that the community starts asking for smoke-free air and the policymakers listen to those requests. So someone at this stage of readiness who received a low community climate dimension would receive a recommendation to increase the intensity of their media campaign, both paid and unpaid media. And here are some sample tools. This is like just some information on how to develop a smoke-free message, and then some things communities have done in the project for their smoke-free media campaigns, both paid and unpaid. And the next stage of readiness is the preparation stage. And the goal at this stage is to enact a comprehensive smoke-free ordinance or regulation. So someone in preparation who would get a low leadership score would receive a recommendation to review and revise their strategic plan, including political and lobbying activities. And here are just a couple of sample tools, the SMART chart that helps develop strategic plans and revise strategic plans. The next stage is the initiation stage of readiness, And the goal at this stage is to create a smooth transition from enactment to implementing and enforcing the smoke-free ordinance. And a recommendation for someone who had received a low knowledge score at this stage of readiness would be to share key data with policymakers and key leaders within the community. And a sample tool would be air quality testing to test secondhand smoke particles in the air. And you can do that. There's many organizations that do that. The Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy does that. And I actually have some handouts if anyone's interested on air quality testing. And finally, the last stage of readiness is the endorsement stage. And the goal in endorsement is to maintain the integrity of the law regulation and or strengthen it if it's not a comprehensive law. And a recommendation for someone at the endorsement stage who has a low political climate score would be to ask local organizations to give awards to policymakers. And here's just an image of someone giving an award to a mayor who passed a smoke-free law in their community. So once the toolkit is online, we'll evaluate the usability and feasibility of the automated system for assessing readiness and community outreach. And based on that feedback, we'll further refine and develop the automated tools to assist the rural communities with smoke-free policy development. And the online toolkit is scheduled to release on April 2013, and it can be accessed at the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy's website, which is up here. And as we mentioned earlier, the online readiness survey, to accurately assess readiness, you have to have at least four smoke-free advocates in the community. And that group, whoever completes the score, would receive a score, and it would give them, based on their level of rating or stage of readiness at that point, it would give them tailor-based strategies. So that is all. Thank you.